The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, we always brighten the mood on a Friday on the Pat Kenny Show. Gareth Mullins of the Marker,
the Marker, Dublin.
A lovely hotel overlooking the water there. So, not one, but two recipes, and they both look absolutely delicious. We'll start with beef with Guinness pie with buttermilk mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and I think it's St. Patrick's weekend, so it would have been remiss of me not to cover a couple of Irish classics. And this is the type of food that really needs to kind of do it the day before, maybe, to get the most out of it. But, a lot of people going out to the parade on Monday, so I would suggest maybe you make this Guinness pie on Sunday. So I'll get down to what you need first. You're going to need 4 beef cheeks, which are trimmed and diced, which an ingredient maybe not everybody would think of to automatically, but beef cheeks carry loads and loads of flavour and they're like a big chef ingredient. Most of the supermarkets sell them now, but definitely...
They're not that expensive,
I think. They're a little bit more expensive than they used to be, but if you can't get beef cheeks, like a piece of brisket or any type of stew and beef, really, talk to your butcher's counter in the supermarket or indeed your butcher and they'll give you some nice stew and beef. Then you need a couple of carrots, couple of onions, couple of cloves of garlic and some celery sticks, some chestnut mushrooms, a tin of tomatoes, couple of bay leaves, a little small bunch of thyme, couple of bottles of Guinness, obviously we're making a beef and Guinness pie, 200 mils of beef stock or a beef stock cube and a splash of water does the job. A packet of all butter puff pastry. It's worth looking out for that on the packaging. All butter. Some of the puff pastry is made with lard. It's not as tasty. And then for the spuds, you're going to need a kilo of potatoes. Roosters are quite good for this. 50 mils of butter and 100 mils of buttermilk. Then to make it, what you're going to do is a casserole dish or a heavy based pan. You want to stick it onto the heat until it gets roaring hot. Now, I mean really hot. And then you're going to add in the beef a little bit at a time. And the key here is really to try and caramelise the beef as it's in
nice
there.
Nice and brown.
Really brown. Like, I mean, when you think it's brown enough, leave it in there for another couple of minutes because it's that caramelisation that gives the sauce body, flavour, and that's really where it moves from a really good pie to being a great pie. So you're going to sear it all off, taking your time, making sure that you get it all seared off, and then you're going to remove it out onto a pan on the sides. And then you're going to go in with a knob of butter, add in your onions, your carrots, your garlic and celery. Saute off that for a minute. Then you're going to add your beef back in along with any juices that were there. And then you add in your couple of bottles of stout, your tomatoes, your mushrooms, your stock and your herbs. And at this point, you want to bring all that back up to the boil. Let it bubble away for a minute or two. Pop the lid on and then it goes into a preheated oven. Fan assist at 140. If you don't have fan assist, up to about 150, 160. And you're going to cook that in there for 3 hours. So what happens while that's in there, it's gently poaching away and braising and the beef gets nice and soft. Take it out of the oven, grab a knife or a fork or something and make sure that the beef is soft. If it isn't, pop it back into the oven and cook it for a little bit longer. Then you just take it out, let it fully cool, pop it into the fridge if you're having it tomorrow after it cools a little bit. And then you're going to, if the dish is okay for going back into the oven, you can just lay the puff pastry along the top, brush it with lots of egg wash, sprinkle it with a good smattering of sea salt, and then back into the oven again now with the pastry on it at 190 degrees for 40 minutes. And you really want to leave it in there till that pastry puffs up and gets lovely and golden. And that's it. That's a Guinness pie. To make the mashed potato, peel the spuds, cut them into equal sized pieces. I can't believe I'm telling people how to make mashed potato in Irish, but that's it. Then you just cover it with water, bring it up to a boil, gentle simmer till it's nice and tender. Strain it off, back into the pan again and back onto the stove. That's an important part when you're making mashed potato. Put the heat under it because what we're doing is we're trying to get all any water that's in there to evaporate. And what that's going to do, it's going to let us give the mash more butter and more buttermilk.
Then just, I hadn't heard of buttermilk before. Lashings of butter, of course.
Yeah, and even cream is nice, but I actually like the acidity in the buttermilk with the really rich stew because it really helps to cut across the richness of the...
Just a regular masher.
Give it a really... If you have a ricer, put it through a ricer, but if not, give it a really good mash until you've no lumps and then all you do is as much butter and buttermilk as you can get in there. I've said 50 mils of butter and 100 mils of buttermilk, but it might take a little bit more. And
then that'll feed how many people,
4 to 6 people, really.
Right.
But don't forget to season your mash. Plenty of salt and pepper. And then, look, a few little tips. Make sure you talk to your butcher about the best bit of beef for stewing. And we already spoke about colouring the beef.
Okay, now for dessert, you're going to give us an apple crumble with rhubarb and vanilla custard.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a cheats vanilla custard, but we'll get into the crumble first. You need a kilo of Irish cooking apples. All the supermarkets and the grocery stores are selling them now. 500 grams of rhubarb. Rhubarb has just started. 250 grams of sugar and a spoonful of flour. For the crumble mix, you need 140 grams of plain flour, 100 grams of butter, 70 grams of rolled oats, 100 grams of demerara sugar. It's worth adding the brown sugar into it because it gives it that nice caramel flavour. 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon and 60 grams of walnuts. For the custard, you need 300 mils of shop-bought custard. They're in little tubs. I like to jazz them up a little bit. Just whip a little bit of cream, fold it through the custard, and if you have it, little bit of vanilla extract, it'll just give it a little bit more flavour. And then to make the crumble, it couldn't be easier. Preheat the oven 190 degrees, peel the apples, cut them into quarters, take the cores out, goes into a pot with a little bit of butter, saute it down for about 5 minutes. When it starts to break, add in your chopped rhubarb, and then in with your sugar, in with your cinnamon, and that's basically the stewed part. Just before you take it off, a spoonful of flour, that helps the sauce thicken up. To make the crumble, you just mix the flour and the butter together into a bowl. With your fingers, it'll start to look like breadcrumbs. At that point, fold in your oats, your sugar, your cinnamon, your chopped walnuts. Sprinkle that all over the top of your stewed apple and rhubarb mix in a casserole dish and bang it into the oven. And so
Garrett,
delicious.
Garrett has very kindly brought in a box of this, which I'll trust... and trust to Niamh to sample it because I'm fat enough. Put it like this, it's absolutely wonderful. And business for the weekend, a lot of holiday makers around. Yeah. The marker is gangbusters.
Yeah, no, we're very, very busy for the weekend. It's brilliant to see so many American guests landing on our shores at this time of year. And a few points now on Monday, home for a beef and Guinness pie, apple crumble. What more could you want?
What more can you... You're a star. Gareth Mullins, thank you as always. And if you haven't been to the Marker restaurant, get your sorry ass down there because it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you as always. And thank you for bringing in that lovely crumble.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.